There was more firing today between Indian and Pakistani troops along the line of control in the disputed region of Kashmir. But the intensity of the artillery and mortar exchanges has diminished considerably amid signs the tension between the two nuclear rivals is easing. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage says he believes India would further de-escalate in response to Pakistan's pledge to end what India calls cross-border terrorism. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
After nearly a month of high-stakes political brinkmanship, India and Pakistan seem to have moved away from war, a war many observers believe to be imminent before U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Armitage's visit to the region last week. Armitage won a pledge from Pakistan's General Pervez Musharraf to end cross-border infiltration permanently. U.S. and Indian officials say that infiltration has gone down in the past week or so, and India today announced the first in what's expected to be a series of confidence-building measures of its own. It will now allow Pakistani commercial airliners access to Indian airspace after revoking overflight privileges back in January. Indian officials have also hinted they may return some embassy staff to Islamabad. Pakistan's Information Minister Nisar Memon, who just last week was talking tough, is now talking of peace.
I think this is a positive step from Indian side to de-escalate by saying that they will be sending back some of their diplomats. We believe that they have also indicated that there will be some gestures on the line of control and in terms of defense posture that they have. I believe these are all very positive steps, and this must lead to a dialogue.
But analysts here say any dialogue and any significant de-escalation by India will have to wait until New Delhi is satisfied the infiltration of militants has stopped for good. Until then, the nearly 1 million Indian and Pakistani troops massed along the frontier are likely to remain. Retired Major General Ashok Krishna of the Institute for Peace and Conflict Studies in New Delhi.
Everyone's optimistic that the assurance which Musharraf has given to Armitage to permanently stop cross-border terrorism, the period that is required to judge whether he means it or he does not, it's not weeks. You need 3 to 6 months. They may try to reduce the tension on the border, reduce the firing, but I don't think there can be any withdrawal contemplated at this stage till it's absolutely clear that there is a discernible change in the mindset.
India will also want to wait and see that state assembly elections in Kashmir in October are not disrupted by the militants before it decides to pull its forces back. But for the moment, India appears to have the upper hand in its latest dispute with its longtime enemy, having convinced both Pakistan and the U.S. that it's willing to risk war if the infiltration does not end. Alarmed, the U.S. has leaned hard on Pakistan's President Musharraf to satisfy India's demand. Retired Brigadier Shaukat Qadar of Islamabad's Policy Research Institute believes India isn't serious about going to war, but used the threat of one effectively.
I think all that is being done is political rhetoric, and both parties are trying to get as much out of it as they can. Unfortunately, Pakistan can't get too much out of it. It can only concede less. India is the one that's going to gain, and that's the way they're playing the game.
Post-September 11th, India tried to project its fight against Pakistan-backed militants in Kashmir as part of the global war on terrorism. It didn't work. But the threat of a nuclear war in South Asia and the disruption it might bring to the U.S.-led effort against Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and Pakistan has the U.S. listening to and working with India as never before. A lasting peace, however, is unlikely until the issue of Kashmir is sorted, and that will require concessions from both Pakistan and India. If Pakistan makes good on its pledge to stop cross-border infiltration, the international community will likely pressure India for a reciprocal action in Kashmir, such as ensuring that October's state assembly elections there are free and fair. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.